This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block in Washington.
And I'm Audie Cornish in California. Agriculture is one of America's most hazardous industries, with hundreds of farm workers dying each year from accidents. But there's another danger, that of rape and sexual assault. For those picking America's fruits and vegetables, the fields can be a very dangerous place to work. And while it's difficult for any victim to press criminal charges, female farm workers have to overcome additional hurdles. Sasha Koka of member station KQED in San Francisco has more, but a note to listeners, this story contains graphic language.
It started with a missing paycheck. In 2006, Guadalupe Chavez, a farm worker in California's Central Valley, was supposed to earn $245 for a week of picking pomegranates, money the widowed mother of two needed urgently to pay her bills. When she went to track down the check, a supervisor she'd never met before told her someone had it out in the fields. He said to follow him there in her car. He stopped in an isolated pistachio orchard. Then, she says, he got out of his truck and demanded her underpants in exchange for her paycheck.
He said, I'm the supervisor. I'm in charge here. And I remember that he had told me that he had a gun in the truck. And so when he had said that, and he banged hard on the car with his hand, I thought he's serious. If I don't do what he says, he can kill me.
Then, Chavez says, the supervisor reached through her car window and forced his hand between her legs.
He was hurting me. Imagine his fingers were all dirty with pesticides. I wanted for him to stop and hope that it was all he wanted. I thought, if he kills me, who will take care of my children?
After those long, frightening moments, he finally gave her the check. But then, she says, he demanded oral sex before letting her go. What Chavez describes meets the federal definition of rape and is considered a felony under California law. 2 days later, she went to a rural legal aid office about another missing check. Lawyers there noticed she seemed distraught. They gently asked what was wrong, and she gave the okay to call the police.
Bob Kings County, Dumbarton, send you incident 169 to speak with officer.
Chris Zuniga, then of the Kings County Sheriff's Department, investigated the case.
Oh, absolutely, I believe her. Her story was consistent.
When he interrogated the suspect, Zuniga says, the man denied knowing Chavez, but then he admitted sexual contact, saying it was consensual. We'll hear more about what happened with Guadalupe Chavez's case in a moment. Most farmworker women, though, never report sexual assault to the police.
For one, they are afraid that they're going to get deported. Number two, word gets around to the other bosses in the valley and the other people that are also doing farm labor work. They'll never work out there again.
Zuniga's now a sergeant with the police department in the rural town of Avenal. He says many farmworker victims don't get a rape exam.
And a week goes by, 2 weeks goes by, 3 weeks goes by, you've lost that physical evidence. So now you're down to a he said, she said. And those are tough, tough to prosecute.
The first stop for a farm worker victim isn't usually the police station. It's more likely a place like Westside Family Preservation Services, a tiny nonprofit tucked into a rundown strip mall in the rural California town of Huron. A steady stream of women walk in after work in the fields, pulling down the brightly colored bandanas that protect their faces. Caseworker Amparo Yebra says sometimes they'll confide to her about sexual violence.
They have to feel comfortable. They have to feel like they can trust that they're going to be helped.
Yebra says she literally holds a woman's hand and walks with her into the police station. But sometimes, she says, victims change their minds once they find out what's involved in a criminal case, including the humiliation of retelling their stories in front of a jury. Sometimes they may choose to file a confidential complaint against the farm company instead.
A lot of times the victim wants to just wrap things up as fast as possible, get some peace.
Sandra Mendoza works with the Mexican consulate to help crime victims navigate the U.S. justice system.
Coming to an agreement with the company is confidential. No one else finds out about it from either the victim's or the company's point of view. And victims don't face the uncertainty of a jury trial where nothing guarantees that the alleged perpetrator ends up in jail anyway.
But the farm worker we met earlier, Guadalupe Chavez, wanted her alleged assailant to go to jail. The local district attorney determined there was strong enough evidence to prosecute and took the case, making Chavez one of the few farmworker women to press criminal charges in a sexual assault case. But with no witnesses in the pistachio orchard that day, the jury believed the defense that the encounter was consensual. The farm supervisor was acquitted.
Valió la pena y lo volvería a hacer.
But even so, Chavez says she got some justice because the man she accused of raping her had to face her in court. And she says now supervisors like him may think twice about how they treat women in the fields. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
This story was produced in collaboration with the Center for Investigative Reporting and UC Berkeley's Investigative Reporting Program.